Advocate Neil, tell us, what is the latest on this case?
The latest is that we've decided to support the victim in the matter, the victim and the victim's family, and to monitor the process that the police will follow and the prosecuting authority will follow. And if they fail to take steps, then certainly we will take steps to have this matter prosecuted. But I think an important aspect is the fact that we're supporting the victim and the victim's family, and we want to ensure that justice is done.
There were reports that the Zimbabwe embassy in South Africa was seeking diplomatic immunity for the First Lady. Have you communicated with the South African government about this?
We have. We've forwarded a letter to the minister. We've indicated our understanding of the law. In terms of our understanding of the law, she doesn't qualify for political immunity. And we've also made it clear that should she be granted immunity, diplomatic immunity, we would certainly review any decision in that regard and take it further, because our understanding of the law is that she doesn't qualify for diplomatic immunity.
But some legal experts are saying you might not have a legal leg to stand on there, because the first ladies now qualify under diplomatic immunity.
We don't agree with your legal experts that say that. We have a different view. We're fairly confident that she does not have and she will not qualify for diplomatic immunity in this particular matter.
In the event that that happens and she's granted immunity, what is the next step that you are willing to take?
You know, whatever it takes to ensure that justice is done, there are two other aspects. One can then still look at the private prosecution, because if the state is prohibited against a prosecution, then certainly a private person cannot be prohibited in taking the matter to court. And secondly, there's also civil action. So we haven't discussed this because we're still convinced that the suspect will appear in court. But should the suspect not appear and should there be diplomatic immunity, then certainly one can then look at the avenue of civil action.
You are saying the suspect might appear in court. Do you have a date?
No. We hope that the suspect will appear in court, and we think it's a duty of the police to ensure that the suspect appears in court.
There are also reports, Advocate, that a third party approached you with the view of making an out-of-court settlement. Is this true?
The victim was approached with an offer for it to pay an amount of money so that the matter will be settled. But I'm really impressed with the victim. The victim and the family said that they're not interested in money, they're interested in justice, and they rejected the offer out of hand.
What was the offer?
The offer was come up with an amount and we'll talk.